Hey, did y'all watch the debate in Canada just the other night? It's kind of interesting. You know, the first people that came on the screen that I saw was the leader of the Liberal Party, the NDP Party, and the Green Party. And I immediately thought of Gomer, Goober, and Goofy. It kind of seemed to fit. And then when they opened their mouths later on, I knew it was them for certain, right? And then you had the other three people. You had the guy from Quebec. I can't understand for the life of me why he would be there. There's other parties. There's the Christian Heritage Party and several other parties. Why weren't they represented? When you have somebody running like the guy from Quebec, he actually performed pretty well, but he's not a Canadian in the normal sense. Kind of, sort of, maybe, but his whole mission in life is to take his province out of Federation. So why is he there again? I repeat myself, who knows? But you know what? They continue to walk among us. The format of the debate I thought was very poor. I have tried to get these people to debate me. I've even said that I would put up $1 million, right? One guy that I called, he said, everybody says that and nobody puts up the money. And I said, I got a draft here. I'm going to send it to you. And I did. Never heard back from him. And I said, they can give it to charity. I just want to be able to create my format that Canadians will care about, the format that I saw on television. No one cares about. They all yelled at each other. They go back and forth and they banter. There was a couple of good shots, I guess. But you know what? It's like going to a restaurant and there's a whole bunch of stupid stuff on the menu and you think you got to eat, you order something, and you don't like anything. Max didn't have an opportunity really to portray what he's standing for. Sure, he's so busy calling the other guy names all of the time and on, and everyone is the same. They talk about abortion. They talk about things that we don't care about anymore, right? It's been legislated already. Leave us alone. Tell us what you're going to do for us. Give us rights. Give us freedom. I didn't hear any of that. I was disappointed in it. I couldn't take it. I couldn't watch it all. So I didn't see whether or not they spoke about this dual citizenship thing. And I don't think they did. Certainly not that I saw. And if they didn't, I think I have the reason, right? Let's kind of go through this. I think Max is probably the only innocent one on the stage, and he had six people. So Scheer, now it's come out that he is a dual citizen. Polygamy is good with regard to politics. He's an American citizen and a Canadian citizen. It's not very nice, particularly when he's called other people bad names. More than 65 elected members of parliament in the Canadian system are dual citizens. They have allegiance to another country as well. Figure that out. But let's go back to that debate. You have Trudeau. Many people, most people, particularly people in France, say that he's a citizen of France. Is that true? Is that why you're not attacking the other guy? Kind of, sort of, maybe. Elizabeth May, I think she's an American. I think she's an American citizen. Not certain about that, but she used to be, unless she gave it up. Then you have the NDP leader. Is he a citizen of India? Many think so. And you have the guy that was from the Parti Québécois. Is he a citizen of France? Many think so. If that's the case, and then you have Scheer, of course, who's an American. If that's the case, you have all these foreigners up there on stage talking about wanting to lead a great country. Really? I mean, Max, hey, bring that up next time you get to debate him. Oh, but you don't get to talk about that because of the format. I wish that I could be the commentator. Get a man on that, will you? Because I want to talk to these crazy people, because I would ask questions in such a way that the answers, and I'd make sure they answered, would allow us as citizens of the country to be able to make decisions based on some good information. Because right now we don't have information. The court recently has allowed a Blind Man's website lawsuit against Domino's Pizza to proceed. This is so bizarre. I have a bit of a history with Domino's, certainly in Canada. My family and myself, years ago, we owned the Domino's. There was 200 and so odd stores at that time. And I think now there's, you know, almost three times that. We eventually sold it. But it was a $100 million business at the time. Blah, blah, blah. I'm off topic. Let me get back to this. It's more exciting. So in the US of A, they said, this guy can sue you because he's blind. This is out of San Francisco, of course, where all the left-wing wackos are. And the three-person court said that, you know what, he's unable to order pizza because Domino's website lacks a reading software for the blind. Okay, then. Let me tell you another story. A man, he told his wife, he was leaving the house in the morning, going to the office, and he said, a blind man is going to be at our house today at 8 a.m. And pay attention. So at 8 a.m., the doorbell rang, ding, 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 ding. And the woman, she said, you know what? He's blind and I'm not dressed, so I'll just go answer the door nude. So she did that and she opened the door and he walked in and he said, I'm here to hang the kitchen blind. Nice butt, lady. Just saying, a lot of blind stuff going on. If you're a liberal in Canada, probably anywhere, but particularly in Canada, if you're a liberal, you think then that an 18-year-old is too young to own a rifle, but a 16-year-old is mature enough to vote, a 14-year-old is old enough to get an abortion without consent from anyone, and a 3-year-old is mature enough to decide their own gender. You know what? Then you are the problem. Hey, just saying, you are the problem. All you liberals and communist people, go to other countries where they like people like you. Get out of our country. That's the good thing about being free in a country. If you don't like it here, you have the right to leave. Why don't you all leave and go somewhere else where the commies are, instead of trying to bring that stuff to us? Hey, just saying again. See ya.